page 133. Moreover, the conditions laid down for the, quote, organic unity, end of quote, of communists and socialists, document 15, were, quote, so rigid as to preclude any real progress, end of quote, and amounted to little more than, quote, the absorption of socialists into a Bolshevik party that viewed the Russian experience and the Russian model as definitive. End of quote. Footnote number 26. This intransigence was quite evident in Thorez's speech at the Congress. He told delegates that the PCF was seeking unity with the French socialists on the basis of, quote, preparation for armed insurrection, for the dictatorship of the proletariat, for Soviet power as the form of the workers' government, consistent internationalism, affiliation to a single party of the working class, and democratic centralism. End of quote. Footnote number 27. Such Leninist rhetoric was hardly likely to convince potential anti-fascist allies of the sincerity of communist proposals to safeguard democracy. Hence the balancing act.